Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned from the United States and threatened swift retaliation for an attack from Lebanon that killed a dozen young people on Saturday.
It marks the single deadliest attack in Israel or Israeli-annexed territory since Hamas's assault sparked the Gaza War on October 7th. And it is fueling fears of significant escalation between Israel and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said he visited the town of Majd al-Shams early on Sunday, describing the site of the attack as, quote, a place where innocent girls and boys were murdered during a soccer game. He vowed to retaliate against Hezbollah for the strike. Hezbollah initially announced it fired rockets at Israeli military sites in the Golan Heights, but denied involvement in the attack on Majd al-Shams.
That's Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. The United States recently announced a plan to deploy long-range missiles to Germany by 2026, as experts worry the readiness of both Russia and the U.S. to deploy intermediate-range missiles could spark a new arms race.
In a recent joint statement from the White House, U.S. and German officials said exercising advanced capabilities would demonstrate a commitment to NATO and its contributions to European integrated deterrence. Despite the Kremlin's latest round of saber-rattling, the Russian Defense Ministry began releasing videos showcasing intercontinental ballistic missile tests days before its 2022 invasion of Ukraine. Putin at the time discussed plans to assemble his army's so-called deterrent force to potentially include a nuclear component. It is language that NATO calls dangerous and irresponsible. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea says that more than 5,000 people were rescued from weekend flooding and airlifts and other evacuations supervised by the leader, Kim Jong-un. The state media report Monday said that rainfall on Saturday caused a river on the North Korean-Chinese border to rise and created a grave crisis. It said Kim supervised evacuations. A manipulated video shared by Elon Musk is now raising concern about the AI and the politics just 3 months away from November's U.S. elections. Details from VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The video features a voice that mimics U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, and the voice says things she does not say. The video gained attention over the weekend after tech billionaire Elon Musk shared it on his social media platform X on Friday. The video uses many of the same visuals as a real ad the Harris campaign released, but it swaps out the voice over audio with a convincing impersonation. A Harris spokesperson referred to the video as fake, manipulated lies. AI experts and pro-democracy advocates say the video reveals shortcomings in how AI companies, social platforms, and the federal government regulate use of AI in politics. Joe Ramsey, VOA.
Leaders from at least six countries say Beijing is pressuring them not to attend a summit in Taiwan beginning Monday. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Politicians in Bolivia, Colombia, Slovakia, North Macedonia, Bosnia, and one other Asian country that declined to be named say they've been contacted to meet by Chinese officials. The contact appears to be an attempt to stop the politicians from attending Interparliamentary Alliance on China summit in Taiwan. The summit, known as IPAC, is attended by a group of hundreds of lawmakers from 35 countries concerned about how democracies approach Beijing. Luke DePulford, the alliance's director, says the pressure from Chinese officials the past few days has been unprecedented. China strongly defends its claim to Taiwan and views it as its own territory to be annexed by force if necessary. I'm Karen Chamas.
A court in Libya has sentenced 12 current and former officials to terms of up to 27 years in prison over their involvement in the collapse of two dams last year that sent a wall of water several meters high through the center of a coastal city. Thousands of people died as a result. The Durham Criminal Court convicted the officials of mismanagement. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.